This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm John Idstein. Yesterday, the Federal Reserve came out with a plan to curb shady lending practices. It's a response to the subprime lending crisis. Among the proposals, lenders would be required to verify a borrower's ability to pay back their loan. Also, prepayment penalties would be restricted. The plan is already under fire from critics who wanted more aggressive action. Debbie Goldstein is with the Center for Responsible Lending. She thinks the Fed's proposals won't be effective in curbing many of the practices that created the problem in the first place.
Unfortunately, the Federal Reserve's proposal would permit many dangerous lending practices in the high-cost subprime lending market to stand.
And which ones?
For example, one of the prominent abuses on subprime mortgage loans, which are traditionally loans to borrowers with blemished credit, is that most of these loans include a prepayment penalty or a penalty for paying off your loan early. And of course, what we'd expect is a borrower with blemished credit who is in a higher cost loan, as they improve their credit and make payments on time, should be able to qualify for a loan that's more affordable.
But the Fed did put some restrictions on the penalties for paying off your loan too soon.
The Fed allowed prepayment penalties to remain effective for the first 5 years of the loan. This limit doesn't go nearly far enough in restricting the abusive prepayment penalties we see today on these loans.
Do you think the Fed's proposal will have any effect on curbing these unsavory lending practices?
I think the Federal Reserve's rules will be very difficult to enforce on underwriting practices and will not have very much impact at all on the fees that we see associated with subprime loans. And so really just don't do enough to reduce the incentives through enforcement or substantive restrictions to make a big difference.
Anything that you think will be helpful?
One of the big issues recently in the subprime mortgage market has been failing to escrow required payments for taxes and insurance, so that when the borrower thinks they're getting a low monthly payment, they actually are building up debt that they owe for taxes and insurance. And the Federal Reserve will require escrows for those payments. But that's something that I think the industry was already moving to anyway. And some of these other issues like prepayment penalties, yield spreads, and underwriting abuses are really not addressed sufficiently in the proposed rules.
Mm-hmm. Former Federal Reserve Board Governor Ned Gramlich urged then Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan to clamp down on subprime lending more than 5 years ago. If the Fed had acted then, could we have avoided this crisis?
I think there's no question that the Federal Reserve Board has a unique position to regulate abusive practices in the home loan market and put regulations in place for everybody, not just federally regulated banks, but all of the finance companies that typically provide these subprime mortgages that led to the foreclosure crisis. And if the Fed had acted 5 years ago and required sound underwriting at that time, we wouldn't see a lot of the foreclosures that we're seeing today.
Debbie Goldstein is the head of policy for the Center for Responsible Lending, a nonprofit watchdog group. Thanks very much.
Thank you.